flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Check it out. You already know this your folks. Trillville.
Yes, sir.
And you already know you tune in to 92.9 The Game with who?
Andy and Randy.
Yes, sir.
Welcome back, man.
Whoop.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Trillville Thursday, final hour for us, brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. A few minutes away from getting back into the big story of the day. Hawks played an entertaining basketball game last night. They lost to the Spurs. We'll get back into that. But the story, just kind of watching the old Twitter machine, seeing if anything happens before the deadline. 2 hours to go, less than 2 hours now,
yeah,
before the NBA trade deadline comes to a close. We'll get to Smokin' Joe Patrick coming up in about 20 minutes as well. Talk some Falcons with him, some Super Bowl, some general NFL stuff with Smokin' Joe. Obviously get his thoughts on all the Kirk Cousins stuff. And then we'll get to an AMA at 1:40 to wrap things up, as we always do.
So do you think there will be a move next under 2 hours?
I do think so.
Okay.
I do think so. I think at this point, you know, they almost kind of have to with Bogey and Clint, like, especially Bogey.
Man
hadn't played in a week and a half for, you know,
personal reasons. And it could be that.
It could be, but it's probably not, okay, right? I mean, it could be, but it's probably not. And so, you know, how awkward is that?
It's going to be awkward.
You know?
Because my thing is, if we thought Bogey shoots everything now, uh-huh, you wait till if they don't trade him and he come back. Oh, you don't want to trade me, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, let me just – that's why we were talking to Mike and I was – Conti, and I was like, what about Bogey to Denver? You know, him and Joker, they, mm-hmm, boys,
sure,
and everything like that. I mean, you can never say you don't need bench scoring.
Right.
Because you always need that.
And they do.
They do.
They've needed that.
So,
you know, since the – I guess it's only been a couple of years, 1 year since the championship, yeah, but that's what they've lacked.
Yeah, but that's what I'm like. That to me, like, I don't think you're going to get a big haul for any of these dudes.
Nope, not at this point.
Even if they do trade DeAndre, you're not going to get somebody better than him.
Nope.
And so that goes back to, you know, the luxury taxing and I'm not in the aprons and all that crap trying to get up under him. Mm-hmm. That's
accounting,
like
which
accounting
we don't do here.
We don't do accounting.
We're not rooting for a spreadsheet, are we? I'm not.
No.
We're not rooting for a, you know what I mean.
I don't even know how to read a spreadsheet.
You don't?
Yeah, I do, but I was trying to be funny about it.
Oh, yeah. Goodness, I bet you do.
Yeah, I do.
I've familiarized myself with the spreadsheet.
Yeah,
as the fiscal year has begun.
It's about time.
In the Bunker Davis household.
Yeah, it's that time.
Yeah, no.
As
the more familiar I get with it, the more I realize I'm not the problem. But that's all right. That's all right.
We never are.
We're all in it together.
We never are.
We're all in it together.
We never are.
She's actually like, you know what? Actually unfamiliarize yourself with the spreadsheet.
Yeah.
You know too much.
You know too much. Exactly. That's probably some stuff she's like, oh.
You know too much.
Oh, damn. I didn't want Andy to see
like,
that.
Hang on a second. I noticed there was a little bit of a discrepancy here as far as the credit card
and
bills
what I spend.
And the,
yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, what you spend and what I spend. Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
What do you know about that?
Yeah.
But no, I mean, we're not rooting for this team to save money or even make money.
No.
We're rooting for this team to try to win some basketball
games.
Let's just
start there.
Yeah.
Let's win some games. You got Milwaukee coming to town tomorrow night.
Mm-hmm.
Giannis and Dame and Kuz.
Not going to beat them.
Why not?
Well, because all those guys you just said.
They beat them before.
That's true. They did. They did beat them before.
Yeah, so, I mean, let's get this thing started all right. Mm-hmm. You know?
What thing?
this win streak.
Oh, okay.
We had a win. They had a win streak earlier this week. One game.
I thought two had to be a streak.
I'm trying to. Andy, I'm trying.
Okay. Yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm just sitting here. I'm just sitting here blocking like.
Yeah. Or
like
no.
Walter
okay,
Jones.
How about this?
Sorry about that.
How about let's get it? They've won two of the last three.
Okay, sure. Yeah. Somewhere there, yeah, so there's something.
That's how we're going to do it.
Because there's another world, sorry to do this, but there's another world where they've lost 9 out of the last 10.
Yes.
Which is
But I don't believe that.
No, I don't live in that world.
I believe that.
I live there 500 over the last two
exactly.
games. And they played competitive basketball.
We got to keep, and they did. I mean, they played a really good game considering the fact how much they were down by.
Yeah, they were getting smoked in the first half of that game.
Yeah, and it was just, you know what? The first half, it was too easy for the Spurs.
It was.
It was just so easy for them to get anywhere on the floor they wanted to.
You could also tell, though, there was a real, let's do this. Since we're doing this, let's get to the read and the highlight, and then we'll get back into what happened last night here with the big story of the day. Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain.
Well, the Hawks put up quite a fight.
There
it was quite a game.
They
end up on the short end, though, by 1 point. Down the stretch, they had a lot of things go against them, including calls. I'm sorry.
They end up
on the short end by 1 point. It's really sad when you battle and battle and battle, and then you don't get a couple of calls at the end. And they called that foul against Onyeka. So, anyway, your final score, the Spurs 126 and the Hawks 125.
I like Steve felt the need to clarify as if we didn't know exactly what he meant by some things went against you. Appreciate that. Clarity in a broadcast is something that we love. I suppose so. I definitely do think that Onyeka had a clean block on that dunk attempt from Wemby. I mean, it's tough in real time because it just doesn't seem like anyone could get up that high and block a shot.
He timed it perfectly.
He did. He timed it perfectly, and so they called the foul. I'm not surprised they didn't overturn it in going back and looking at it, but I think that they should have because he got ball with his left hand. Now, his right hand, he had a forearm bar in Wemby's chest.
Right. But they didn't call that.
They didn't call that.
Right.
They said that he got his wrist, and I didn't think that he did. I think maybe he did on the follow-through after he got the basketball, but nonetheless, they called it. He goes to the free throw line. He makes the first one, which is all they needed, and then nobody saw it coming, but he threw a little chest pass at the rim. And clock starts when you touch the ball.
Correct.
I think the Hawks actually did a pretty good job of responding to that, even though they might not have been ready for him to do that. Trey heaves from half court, maybe a little more than half court, and that doesn't go in, so they lose the game. But there's no doubt, and you could see it in the first half of that game last night, there was a real spark from them going out and getting De'Aaron Fox.
Yeah, I mean,
they were fired up.
This dude is an outstanding player, Andy, leader. And for them to start him and CP at the same time as they wish they did, I don't know how much. It don't make sense. They should.
Yeah, they should do
why
that.
Why not? Now, my thing was, who was in the starting lineup? It was Castle was starting, right?
He has.
Okay. But anyway.
Jeremy Sohan has.
Okay. Anyway, because Castle, that dude is the truth.
Yes, he's going to be
he's
very.
He's an Atlanta kid.
He is from here.
He's an Atlanta kid, too.
Yes, yes.
Which is always fun. But yeah, though, they got to make sure something that's going to, when it continues to grow, because they're going to offer De'Aaron Fox the contract that he wants this offseason. Obviously, Wemby ain't going no damn where. And they're going to build that 1-2 punch and add things around. They got a lot of young players, but we know this with this this new apron and this new NBA collect. You can't keep all them dudes. That's what's going to happen. Okay, so OKC sooner or later have to break all that up.
Mm-hmm.
But they're so smart because they got plenty of picks, even though I hate draft picks in the NBA.
Right.
But they got plenty
of stuff. But you need them.
But you need them.
Yeah. And they have all of them.
I bet they have at least one pick from every team in the NBA.
They got 1,000 picks. They have the number one seed in the Western Conference. They have in my estimation, as it stands right now, the best player in the NBA.
Do one for 50.
Again, for the third time in like a week and a half.
Yes.
And their starting lineup is an average age of like 23 years old.
Yep. They ain't going nowhere.
Yikes.
They ain't going nowhere. That's the thing about it.
The Thunder is who
you look at it from their standpoint.
And they should still be in Seattle.
Because we know that Shai Gilgeous is going to be offered the Supermax this summer.
Yes.
Does he take less so they can sign his brothers? Because them dudes, it's about time for them to get paid too. Mm-hmm. It's time for them ancillary parts around him to start making bread now. So would you take less than the max to keep everybody together? Now, no, you've already had a max.
I mean, I'm pretty good.
Yeah. Would you take the Supermax?
Oh, yeah.
I would take
the Supermax.
I'm sorry. I know we friends and everything.
Yeah.
I mean, but
there's other teams.
Yeah, y'all go somewhere else get paid.
It's Oklahoma City sucks. You get to go live someplace better.
Oklahoma City's not bad.
I've never been there.
Oh, me neither.
I'm obviously Yeah, very biased.
I thought you'd been there. Nah, oh, yeah, never mind. I'd always.
But you know what? I've never been there, so I can't actually say that.
Yeah.
I've heard that it's not great, but whatever. Like, different people like different cities.
Exactly. There are people that live in Oklahoma City.
There's people that like Charlotte.
Boy, you can tell, is it 2009, you can tell me that it wasn't the place to be.
Really, Charlotte?
Oh, yeah, dude. Yeah, oh, man, yeah, I'm moving to Charlotte, dog. Charlotte the pot, Randy. All right.
What was it about Charlotte?
I don't know, Bunk.
People were fired up about Adam Morrison getting drafted?
The real estate, everything.
No, I get that. I get that. It was like, cost of living for sure.
Yeah, it'd be like, I think it was like 07, 08. It was Houston and it was Charlotte.
You know, though, like, because people say that sometimes about cities. They're like, the cost of living's great. You know why? Because it sucks.
Yeah.
You know the cities that are super expensive to live in? Well, yeah, the best ones.
It was Charlotte, and it was Houston.
Yeah.
Not Charlotte and Houston. Mm-hmm. No, I'm good on both.
Charlotte made a trade yesterday.
Yeah, dog.
They're a team that's actually done something. They actually traded away a pretty interesting young center named Mark Williams, who they just drafted, I think, last year. Traded him to the Lakers. They get back Dalton Knecht, which, kind of a fun young player, maybe. They don't need him anymore. The Lakers don't. Because they got Luka, who's 25. Also, Dalton Knecht is 25, and Luka's a little better than him. They also sent Cam Reddish over there. So Cam Reddish, in my opinion, fulfills his destiny of becoming a Charlotte Hornet.
Yeah, I'm looking at this right now. They got the NBA trade machine there. That's how – because I said the Mavericks. Will the Mavericks go get Kevin Durant? That's how they do it. You give up P.J. Washington, and you give up Klay Thompson.
Yeah, P.J. Washington, salaries Daniel match. Gafford, or Lively all make sense to get rid
salaries
of.
Salaries match for Phoenix to send KD.
Okay. KD and Kyrie?
KD, Kyrie, and AD?
I know, but KD and Kyrie, didn't they get each other traded 2 years ago?
No, they were close.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, they cool.
But that's what we talked about earlier is you also got to navigate the dynamics.
Yeah, but I think what happened in Brooklyn was them not liking each other.
I thought, wasn't it one of them felt mad because the other one came out and demanded a trade and the other one was like, hey, what about,
I thought
we were building something.
Yeah, I don't know.
But also get over it and try to win some basketball games.
Get over it. Because right there, Sham says, Kevin Durant blindsided by the Suns taking calls about him. Blindsided means I don't want to be here no more. So Kevin Durant is upset. So, yeah.
Interesting.
Don't be surprised.
No, I wouldn't.
Don't be surprised he's traded because he's upset right now.
Let's play that out real quick. And if it happens, we can talk about it tomorrow for sure. But say he does get traded.
Right.
So then Kevin Durant, Jimmy Butler, De'Aaron Fox, Luka Doncic, Anthony Davis. Who am I missing? Am I missing others?
That's pretty much the big names.
So that's five of the best players in the universe. All got traded in a week.
Yep.
Weird.
But back
it's weird.
Back to what we talked about.
I don't think this is all good.
Back to what we talked about after the Luka trade. It's like powering the organization now. Okay. We can do all those different things.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, Jimmy Butler got exactly what he wanted.
Jimmy got exactly what I know he wanted to go to Phoenix, but at the same time, he got his money and he went to a good team.
Yeah. And got an extension.
Got the extension. Now the Bay is different than living on South Beach.
Yeah, but it's not bad.
But it's not bad.
Not bad. There's worse places to be.
Yeah.
All I'm saying is it's zooming out and I'm like, that's crazy that all these guys all got traded within a week of each other. Mm-hmm. And this is now just kind of normal. I just don't know if it's good. I don't know if this is a good thing for the NBA for this to be the new normal.
What?
Everyone moving teams every year, all the time, constantly.
This is going to be the new
normal. It may be.
I think it's the new
normal. Yeah, it may be. Or maybe what they just instituted with the new CBA might limit it a little bit. Or maybe it'll make it worse. I honestly don't know. But I just, is it a good thing for the fan experience for all these guys to be on different teams every single year?
I think I go back to.
I don't know if it is.
The players care.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals, and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
No, I'm not asking that. Yeah. I'm just asking, like, I'm not asking if the players care. Of course not. They're getting all their money and they're getting whatever they want.
Right.
I just, from the flip side of it, like, just the general fan of the NBA, like, is this a good thing for the fan health of the league? I don't know if it is or not.
Wait, I don't know.
It doesn't seem like it would be, but maybe maybe I'm missing something that makes it that it is.
But if your team gets one of these players.
Yeah, but then he leaves next year. So it's like, awesome, dang it. Awesome, dang it.
But,
and then we're here and, you know, our team never does anything.
Yeah, but count dollars.
But is that good for the league either, I guess, because they're on the sideline. So I don't know. Maybe it is. We'll come back. Smoking Joe Patrick is going to join us. We'll talk some Falcons with him.
He's coming in hot.
He's been causing trouble this week. Causing a lot of trouble. We'll talk to him next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.